What? How do you want to do the intro? I've been thinking about this.
What do you mean?
Like, you know the way we were like, hi, I'm Georgie, I'm a health coach. Hi, I'm Claire, and I'm a life coach. Do you feel like we can just be like, we're a couple of coaches? I'm a...
We're a couple of coaches. We could say that, yeah. I'm Georgie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Solon. You're listening to Soul Sisters, a podcast full of life lessons and laughter.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you this season by Malfi Gin, your ticket to the Amalfi Coast.
Malfi Gin comes in three tasty flavours: a burst of Italian blood orange, con arancia, a zesty lemon gin, con limon, or a delicate grapefruit gin with rosa. Experience La Dolce Vita with Malfi Gin.
Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for more.
Hi, welcome to Soul Sisters.
Season 3 of Soul Sisters. I am so excited to talk to you, Claire.
How are you? Now listen, right? Debut album always gets massive praise. Awkward second album. Third album / season. It's an absolute winner.
I am excited to know what you've been doing for the summer. I know the Soul Sisters are excited. This is back. You know, we're into September now. We need to like lift our spirits a little bit, don't we? The summer is over. Things are feeling a bit heavier. The weather is changing. So we're here. We're all going to hang out together for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, let's catch up, I suppose, on the summer first, because I think heading into the summer, I had a rough couple of months. My health wasn't great, and most of my issues centered around my immune system. And so I was kind of putting myself back together. Like, my mind was very strong. I had done a lot of work on myself, a lot of inner work, but what I had been ignoring was my physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, excuse me. Did you hear that WhatsApp?
No, I didn't.
It's actually the neighbours. Hang on a second. It's Pendle Road. Let's see what they've said. I have a recommendation for my friend Barbara. She's a cleaner. She's looking for new clients in the area. Well, 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 Barbara. I might just treat myself.
I've never had any help in the house apart from my mother, who is a saint. But I feel like my house is too messy for a cleaner.
What are you talking about? Have you seen your house? Have you seen your house on Instagram?
Like my mum always says, your house always looks so well on Instagram. She looks around at the absolute chaos that I live in day to day.
No, honestly, like, I am laughing because I don't believe that your house could possibly be in chaos. Like, you told us on many's the occasion that the only thing you do before packing to go away is deep clean the gaff.
Well, see, I have to deep clean the gaff because I don't want anyone to actually see the
how
mask.
You live.
So when I'm in season in the Good Glow, I just shove things into my wardrobe. So I was like, we're going into Soul Sisters. I need to declutter my life. I need to get back with Claire, help each other.
Yes.
You know, give each other little tips, little kind of bits of motivation to get me through the week.
Do you know what? That is actually what Soul Sisters is, isn't it? It's it's an accountability tool. Consider yourselves accountable if you're listening to this podcast, because we're going to encourage you to do things outside of your comfort zone. Although, I'll tell you what we're not going to do this season. We're not going to do any aubergine.
No aubergines.
Cooking.
I don't even want to hear the word aubergine.
Like, would you believe, up until like last week, I got a text message. So a girl I work with, Lizzie Frisbee, I'm naming you. The other morning I woke up and at just after 7 a.m., Lizzie Frisbee sent me a picture on WhatsApp of aubergines in a pan. She was cooking aubergines at 7 a.m. to put in her lunch.
Whoa.
I was disgusted. Of course, I didn't say that to her. I just went, well done, Soul Sister. Yay.
I think I can speak on behalf of all women. We don't want aubergines in the morning.
We don't want aubergines in the morning. Get away from me with your aubergine first thing in the morning.
So come here, Claire. I want to ask you about your highlight of the summer. Like, did you have one? Did you have any breakthroughs? Like, where are you at?
Okay, so as I said, I was on a bit of a healing journey, and I kind of, I don't know if anybody else expected this, but I just expected the summer, July and August, to be like, boom, amazing. You know, like you just flick a switch and suddenly you are the best version of yourself this summer. Didn't really happen for me. I was kind of continuing to do things that would help me improve my health. But overall, I needed to just continue resting. Like, healing is not linear, yeah? Mm-hmm. And so that's basically what I did all summer. My biggest lesson over the summer, and my probably my biggest takeaway was, and this comes directly from my own coach, stop telling old stories. Now, for me, old stories would be, I'm single, I'm, you know, not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough is the old story. And my coach caught me in full swing over the summer, telling a story of my past, of times gone by. And what he highlighted to me was, if you're the victim in that story and you keep that story alive, you give that story currency every time you tell somebody new, because it's, in a way, we're trauma bonding, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, oh God, yeah, come here till I tell you, this is terrible. And you go, oh God, it's terrible. And then we're sitting there in the negative energy of that. And I'm sitting in that space. I don't get to shed that skin. I keep it on. And so my energy continues round. I am revolving, not evolving. So that was my biggest takeaway. And now I'm policing that much more. So if I find myself going to speak to somebody, a colleague, a friend, anybody, and I find myself going into the past, no. Stop telling old stories.
So what is your new story?
Step out of your history and step into your destiny was a line I heard on one of Oprah's podcasts lately from an incredible bishop. And my new story is, believe it and it can be. Rather than saying, I can't, I won't, I'll never. How about saying, I will, I can, I am? That's me.
Woo! I love it.
High five, sister.
High five. And I feel that energy from you. I feel like you're so happy at the moment.
Well, first the pain, then the
waiting,
then the rising. The pain is the path, lads, right? And it's the most annoying sentence we will ever hear. Because when you're in it, be it emotional or physical or, you know, whatever pain you're experiencing in life, you just want it to stop. Mm-hmm. You just want to be well. You want to be fine. You want to be happy. You want to be over it. But the thing about it is, you're in that place of pain because you have to be, you've got to reinvent yourself. You've got to take the lessons that the pain has to teach you. So when I stopped resisting where I was in terms of my physical illness and started saying, okay, I'm here for it. I'm here to find out what it's going to teach me. I suddenly started thinking healing thoughts. So I'm not going to keep thinking every day, God, I'm so sick. I'm so ill. I feel terrible. Oh my God, I'm really under the weather. I can't believe how sick I am. Instead, I wake up and I say, hey, I'm feeling energized. I'm healing. I'm progressing. I'm moving forward with this. I'm getting better. And those little reframes of your thought process can change everything.
That's inspiring, Claire.
How did you, were you able to, thank you, by the way. Were you able to do that when you were ill?
Yeah, actually, do you know, it's funny that you say that because I uploaded my podcast, Rewrite Your Story, on Sunday, which was about that very thing of, for so many years, I was going around and around in circles, right? Doing the same thing every day because I liked that. I liked knowing how I was going to feel every day. I liked knowing what was going to happen every day because I was in my comfort zone. Mm. So anything that was unpredictable, I didn't make me feel safe. So that's why I kept, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. And then when I got sick, and I spoke about this on the podcast, like, you're literally forced to put one step in front of the other with no idea where you're going. Mm. So instead of revolving, you're almost forced into evolving. You know, you have to, otherwise you're just going to, like, what? Like, lay down and die? Like, you can't. You have to fight for your life.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can so relate to that. What can I control today?
Yes.
Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about yesterday. Yeah. What can I do today to propel myself forward?
So, Imogen, right? We all know Imogen. Imogen was my neighbor, is my neighbor. And she's been living, I've been living here for 2 years, and she welcomed me with open arms, and her and Matt had just been the nicest people ever. They've moved up to Cheshire to look after Imogen's dad, who sadly had a stroke. And since then, the place has been empty. And having asked permission, and because I don't have one, I've gone in and used the bath a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, beautiful. But since, I'd say maybe 2 weeks ago, Matt let me know that he was going to move a friend of theirs, Kira, into the flat. Now, obviously, I was completely torn. I was like, one hand, there goes the bath. Like, that's it. No more access. No more access to the bath. But then on the other hand, I was thinking, Kira, I met Kira at Imogen's 40th birthday. Grey crack. Grey crack. So since Kira's moved in next door, it's like she's playing music. And the windows are open and she's banging cushions out over the balcony, like to really like breathe new air and energy into the place. And the music, it's like I've fallen in love with music all over again.
Ooh, interesting.
Music, like, you, I just realized that music is such a mood booster.
Mm.
Like 60s music, 70s music, you know, that just full of love melodies.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, do you know what I do every single Monday? I open all the windows in my house, no matter what the weather is, because I like to change up the energy from the weekend to the working week.
I was going to stop you and say, oh, Soul Sisters, no, you do that. And we do that because of you. But I never looked at it like that. Change the energy from the weekend to the week.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
Oh.
I feel it, you know?
Yeah.
I really feel that new energy moving in. It's a new week. What can I bring into my week? Nothing but positivity. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to do it.
Do you know, every time I throw open my windows, and I have a lot of windows in my flat, every time I open them, I think of you.
No way.
Yeah, promise. And when the air like hits my cheeks, I think, oh, such goodness.
Yeah, it's such a simple tip.
Yeah.
On how to kind of, because you know the way they say change your energy. You know, if you're feeling a little bit anxious or low, I'm always like, okay, how can I change the energy? Go for a run, put on a good song, you know, get outside. What is the way that you can just mix things up a bit? Because I think so many of us kind of wallow sometimes in a little bit of sadness or heaviness, and we might just curl up on the couch, which I did for so many years. But now I'm like, no, I'm in control of me, and all I need to do here, change up my energy. That's my go-to thing to do.
Oh, I love this. And actually, I do exactly the same thing. I'm kind of very in tune now with myself. I'm like, I'll always be like doing checking in, going, what sort of mood am I in? Particularly maybe first thing in the morning. And if I do a bit of meditation, and even after the meditation, if I'm not feeling 100%, like even this morning, I woke up and I text you and I said, can we do this an hour later, please? I feel like I've been hit by a bus, which is so unlike me on a Sunday. But like, I knew, and you text back and went, are you off to cut the mustard? And that's it. Like, that's the change I need. Out onto the road, up into civilization, cup of caffeine, back. And you're right. It doesn't, the stagnation happens very quickly, but it doesn't have to take ages to get rid of.
Mm.
You know?
It's sometimes it's like another person can change your energy, like one smile.
Yes. So I was just talking about Kira there, came back from Cut the Mustard before we started to record. And I walked by, and Kira, actually, you were here. You were here last week, and you saw Kira's fella.
Yes.
So Kira's fella's next door, and his name's Don, I think. And the two of them were at the window doing the washing up. And Don, last week, was chatting, and there was a problem with the gas boiler. And he was like, you're Irish. He's English. And I was like, yeah, I am, yeah. And he was like, where are you from? I said, I'm from Dublin. And he goes, I used to live in Rathmines. And the connection is made, you know?
Wow, yeah.
And I shouted after him as he walked over, all the legends live in Rathmines. So like, now we have a thing. So as I walk by with my coffee, the two of them are at the window, Don looks out, how are you? And it gave me a little boost for the fact that I know Don, and we've already had a really nice little exchange, but also my little heart kind of sang because I saw Kira and Don doing the washing up together. And that's just like, that's life goals, isn't it?
Yeah.
Life goals.
I got an email. I've asked this lady if it was okay to say her name. Her name is Breeda Fahey. And she said, I wanted to reach out to you today. I've been listening to your podcast. And I was sitting outside yesterday eating my brunch, feeling so grateful for all the things that have happened to me. And I was just thinking back at the last 2 years since I made the decision to change my life at 52, follow my intuition and go on a path of self-discovery to find my purpose in life. So she said, a little butterfly landed on my flower at the table, and I was looking at it. It was so beautiful. It was embracing its life. And I just thought, that butterfly reminds me of how my heart feels this morning. So, Claire, she wrote a poem about the butterfly. So she said, it's called My Heart's Butterfly. My heart, like the butterfly, awakens from its cocoon. With the help from the universe, not a moment too soon. The caterpillar transforms into a beautiful presence. My joyful heart radiates a positive essence. Embracing life, spreading its colorful wings, like a sign from the angels making my soul sing. My beating heart swells with anticipation and glee. My prayer to the universe, help manifest my dreams with me.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
That's just beautiful.
A true soul sister. Thank you for that, Breeda.
Oh, wow. And also, Breeda, what you didn't tell us is come back to us and fill in the gaps. Tell us how you've changed your life at 52. I'm so inspired by that.
Claire, you've got a new soul sister in town, and I believe you called into her this week.
I've got a brand new neighbour. Imogen, alas, no longer lives next door. But don't worry, lads. She's moved a girl in and she's got an Irish name. Her name's Kira. And what better way to welcome Kira to SW16 than to arrive on her doorstep with a bottle of gin? But not just any gin. Malfi gin. I'm bringing a taste of the Amalfi Coast to Tooting with Malfi gin con arancia. It's a beautiful bottle, ruby red, of tasty gin, And I'm hoping that Kira will say, Claire, come on in. Let's have a drink together. Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for more.
So this summer was all about people for me. I had to lean into the fact that other people make me feel better. You know, human connection and the neighbors and
friends.
And Audrey and Jack are our best friends. So we get kind of, we're really comfortable together, the four of us. I could just be with them, you know, just the four of us. Mm-hmm. Like they're all that I feel I need. Mm. But of course we need more. We need different experiences. And we'd invite Audrey and Jack's friends over. Their neighbours would come up and we'd go down to theirs and had Brian Penny over for dinner, our friends from New York. Yeah. Just really making an effort to
make your boat go faster.
Brian Penny makes my boat go faster. He makes all of our boats go faster. But yeah, so the highlight of the summer for me was really just surrendering to perfection a little bit, because I don't want to have people over because I'm like, oh, I'd have to clean the house for like a day and then what am I going to cook and what if the food isn't nice and, you know, all these things that we say to ourselves.
Can I just stop you for a moment and ask you if you wouldn't mind very politely stepping out of my brain, please? I have all of these thoughts, but I didn't think that you did, because you're always entertaining people. You always have family over or friends over, or you're at the fire pit, or you've got a movie on in the back, or you're making a pizza. I just assumed you had half the neighborhood around. Do you know, you're on like on rotation.
No. Can I say to you, Miss Claire Solon, and all of your shenanigans on this podcast about my neighbor, Scott. Scott got engaged.
There we were talking about Harry and Meghan when the heartbreak's actually happening on our doorstep. Never even as a single man. As a man who was not betrothed, I never even got a rub off him. Shrubs and rubs.
I know, but you might get a rub off him before he gets married.
If anybody here has any reason, lawful impediment, why there should be no marriage, shrubs and rubs should be marrying me. Lee, I'm only joking. A quote I heard in Jerry's podcast with you, Your Good Glow, the most recent one, really stuck with me.
I hope it's the same one that I'm thinking of.
Okay. Waiting is quitting.
Oh.
Different?
It's different, but that's what my mom took from that podcast.
When I heard Jerry Hussey say that, because I think I've spoken about this before, but I am a shocking procrastinator. Not only do I leave things to the last minute, but I kind of put things on the long finger. Look at it. I'll get to it. And listening to Jerry say, waiting is quitting, gave me such a shake. Because it gave me an opportunity to sit back and go, how many things are you putting off? And if I'm honest, right, so I'm going on holiday in a couple of weeks' time. And I'm going on to Sardinia with Gutsy Girls. So Gutsy Girls is a website for, you got it, Gutsy Girls. And it's all these different activity holidays and days where you can do anything from mountain biking to hiking in the UK, in Ireland, like all over. And I'm going on a stand-up paddling, yoga and hiking holiday. And now we're going to spend a week in the Blue Zone, Sardinia. We're going to spend some time with some nanas in Sardinia and make pasta and drink wine. Like, it's going to be the most wonderful experience. And I'm really glad that I forced myself to do it, because I realized that actually I spend a lot of time daydreaming about travel and looking at other people travel. But what I've been waiting for is a relationship before I can actually take myself on holiday.
Claire.
So as soon as Jerry said, waiting is quitting, I thought to myself, the world is waiting to meet 41-year-old you. And if you keep waiting and waiting for somebody else to arrive to give you permission to book a flight to go to Rome or to book a weekend in Berlin, I deserve that. I need to take myself on not just a solo date, but a solo holiday. And that's my plan for early 2023.
Do you know what else I wanted to mention, Claire? Because I know that you are fully qualified coaching now. And Yes. Are you taking on clients?
I'm going to take on some new clients. I've just finished my coaching course. So I was seeing clients at a reduced rate over the last year to work up my hours like a pilot. And now in the last couple of weeks, I've just handed in my final assignment. So I am an executive coach.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know what? Just take a moment. I wanted to take a moment because this year I did my yoga qualification and now I've done the coaching. That's why I'd love to know what Breida did to change her life, because they were two qualifications which I always dreamed about getting, but put off and put off and put off. And now that I've done it, I really want to give myself a pat on the back to say, well done, and enjoy the success for a moment. Enjoy the satisfaction of completing something.
And that is why I said to Jamie, do not let the end of the Good Glow pass without us acknowledging it, because we're so busy at the moment. Mm. And on Saturday night, he was like, I've booked us to go to Druids Glen tomorrow and you're going to get a massage at 5:00. I was like this. It was so exciting. And this is what I thought you were going to say about the Jerry podcast.
Oh, yeah.
When he said, if the universe is giving you gifts, make sure you say thank you.
Oh.
So I had the most amazing summer with the Good Glow. It's for another day, but Courtney Smith, something just magic happened on that podcast, and I haven't been the same since in terms of like joy, happiness, embracing the day, loving life. Mm. And I was like, I can't just move on. So for people listening, like, how important is it to celebrate not only the big things in life, but if you've done something that you're proud of, like, stop for even if it's for 30 seconds to acknowledge it to yourself.
Let's hit you with my recommends this week. Okay. So, straight to Netflix with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you, if you haven't already, to watch a show called Maid, M-A-I-D. Maid is all about a maid, a young girl of 25 who's a single mom. And when I tell you, it is, she faces all of the challenges that you could possibly face in life. So she's had a kid early. She had won a scholarship to go to university, but her fella is emotionally abusing her. Her mother has mental health issues. Her father's not in the picture. She has no support system, but she has this incredible little relationship with this daughter. And somebody mentioned it to me and I was like, oh, that's that show that I just kind of saw the name of it. And I was like, oh, it just doesn't feel like it's one of those Netflix shows that I'll be aware of, but not bother watch. So it's been out since 2021. And I believe this in my heart, that if you allow the universe to lead you to things, it will. People, podcasts, projects, programs, all the piece. And I was led to this show. There are times in that show where you will be on your knees for her, because it's devastating. But then there's also moments of joy, happiness, inspiration, empowerment. Get your tissues ready. And if you haven't seen Made on Netflix, make it your business.
That's a great recommend. That actually, I think loads of people have told me to watch that and I just haven't. So I will.
Great.
I'm going to recommend the book that changed my life this summer, The Miracle Morning.
Oh, yes.
By Hal Elrod. This is hard to find in bookstores because it's so old, I think. Not so old. This is hard to find in bookstores, so I order them online because I'm now buying it for everyone I know.
Oh, I love it.
So this completely transformed my mornings. You know, you probably remember that before I was getting up in the morning, putting on Alex Iano to try lift my mood. Now I'm getting up earlier and I don't need Alex Iano anymore.
Oh, poor Alex.
I'm lifting my own mood. This book is amazing. So people will say, right, oh, I don't have time in the morning. There's a 6-minute ritual in this that you can do. So it's full of amazing quotes. And one of the quotes that I loved that I just flicked on today was, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So there you go. The Miracle Morning. I actually sent him a message to ask him to be on The Good Glow. And his assistant wrote back and said he's taking a year off.
Like, oh my God.
It's well for some.
Isn't that amazing? He is modeling for the world what he has learned by living the Miracle Morning.
Yeah.
That book has done so well. And obviously it's given Hal the opportunity to take some space in his life and to reassess. I just love that.
I'll be back onto him now when the year is up. I'll try and get him onto The Good Glow because I just know that what he will bring to The Good Glow will be life changing. So stay tuned.
Now, like our free year. TikTok, Hal. Only 362 days to go. His assistant goes to him, Hal, that line you gave me about taking a year off, it's working an absolute charm. Nobody's asking any more questions.
So there we have it. What are you going to do this week?
So I'm going to a wedding this week. Remember them? I'm going to a wedding. So my friend Lauren is getting married on Friday and I did my fashion show yesterday. Usually if I'm getting ready for something big, don't bullshit. Everything I leave in my life to the last minute. So ordinarily, Claire would usually on Thursday night look into her wardrobe on her clothes rail and go, speak to me. Hey, maybe I'm growing up, guys. So yesterday I went in and I have this blue dress. Let me see, what kind of a blue is it? It's more of a sky blue, but it's kind of a dark sky blue vintage dress. Tried it on. Hey. The only annoying thing about living alone is situations like that when you're trying to pull the zip all the way up to the top and tie the tie at the back. So now the first thing I need to do when I get into the taxi to go to the wedding is speak to my friend and be like, hey, can you tie up my dress?
The taxi to who? A stranger? Or to Neil.
Uberman outside going, oh yeah, Neil could drop me to the wedding. Good point. Yeah, hey Neil, just tie up my dress for me. So I have shoes.
Would you ask a person you didn't, is that what you have to do?
No, I will be getting a taxi with a friend so she can do it for me.
Oh, with a friend. Oh, sorry. That's the
friend
bit.
Friend word. Yeah. That was
sorry,
in there.
Sorry. Yeah.
So I have shoes and I have earrings, but I don't have a bag. So now after this, I'm going to go into town and try and buy a bag. The fact that I even have to go and invest in one in a colour that suits the blue is just a real pain in the ass. Yeah. Sure, look, we'll talk about that next week.
We've started the September reset. We are
so excited.
There's people from all over the world doing this. Like when I see like Singapore, Santa Barbara, Colorado, I'm just like, wow. So blowing my mind. And you've helped us with the reset. Thank you so much, Claire, for all of your creative energy that you've put into it, to it with us. So yeah, we're loving the reset. You can start at any point in September. So, you know, if you're away this week and you want to start next weekend, it's 14 days. So you can start it whenever you want in September. The content will be there until the 9th of October. So if you want to join us for the September reset, please do. Thank you so much to everyone. We're so delighted to be back with the Soul Sisters.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for all the messages and for everyone for tuning in today.